And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Ben Saratan. You've heard him on here before with the Sitka Fellows. You've heard a lot from the individual Sitka Fellows. Now, Ben's here to talk to us a little bit about the program in general, and if we have time, about his own music. Welcome to Morning Edition, Ben.
Thanks so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, the Sitka Fellows program is not new to you. You were a fellow last year, and
That's
then
right.
you went on to become coordinator this year. Can you tell us a bit of overview of its perspective and its goals?
Yeah, sure thing. I mean, the kind of elevator pitch version is that the Sitka Fellows program is a project now of the Island Institute that aims to give notable people under the age of 30 time and space to work on a great project for the summer.
So why people under the age of 30?
Why people under the age of 30?
Why the focus on younger individuals?
Yeah, there's a lot of good programs for people who are well-established in their field. People with doctorates and with published books of work can find places to hunker down really easily and probably can afford to do so at some of the places that require payment. And we just saw kind of a lack of places for people to go after they've graduated college, after they've kind of hustled in a city for a couple years. And we just kind of wanted to open that field. And then also, of course, people under 30 are really doing amazing things and deserve to be given the opportunity, I feel.
Have you been getting many applicants for the Fellows program? Has it been popular in the under 30 set?
Yeah. We're getting more, a lot of people interested. Maybe they don't see the application all the way through, but we're getting more and more applications each year. So I can really foresee it growing and getting momentum.
You mentioned maybe 70 applicants last time around?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't have the exact number, but
And then you pick what? How many fellows from that?
We have six.
You have six fellows. So you whittle down around 70 to six.
Yeah.
How do you make the cut? What are you looking for in your applicants?
There's a few qualifications. I mean, just excellence of presentation. We ask people to present kind of a personal essay and a project proposal. So if those are strong, then they can kind of move on to the next round of selection. We're looking for a diversity of opinion, diversity of origin. We're looking for a variety of projects to be worked on, different perspectives, personalities. There's a lot of factors that we have to weigh. We couldn't really do our thing if we had six poets here, for instance. We have to get as many different people as possible. And we try to be, we try to honor excellence first. The people who have the best ideas are the ones that hopefully float to the top, but we do have to kind of consider the group dynamic and how they're going to interact with the community as well.
So what they're looking for as well as the experience, you
That's
take
right.
that into account.
Yeah. Yeah. People who just want to kind of be locked in their room for the summer are not the type of people we're looking for. We're looking for people who are engaged and interesting and can present their work effectively to a public.
And you have something along those lines coming up shortly. It's the Open Studios event
that's
coming
right.
up on the 28th.
Yeah, the Open Studios event is kind of our culminating thing. We're going to be showing all of the work we've done, poetry readings, tarot card readings, visual art. Rachel Baxter, who's one of the fellows, has an entire wall covered in fabric that she's made rubbings of rocks on and rusted metal paintings. And yesterday we just had a workshop involving drawing with smoke. So we'll have like these smoke drawings up. It's going to be a really fun night, 7 to 10 p.m. a week from today.
And from your two different perspectives as former Sitka Fellow and as coordinator, what do you see as the strengths of the program and maybe areas where you might want to change a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, and I did mention before that we're in a time of transition. We're now under the Island Institute. So we'll have to see kind of how things go along in the next couple of years. But I think our strengths are just we're pulling from a lot of interesting places right now. We have last year we had a German illustrator and his classmate came to us this year, Benny Rollman. So we have this kind of German connection. We have people from New York City who are coming here. So I think our strength is kind of getting a variety of people in, a good mixture, but I think we can do a lot more to amp up the levels of diversity, get people from in-state, get people of different countries, different economic backgrounds, different education backgrounds. I'd love to see just a wider variety of people coming here still.
How do you prep folks before they arrive?
The fellows before
mm-hmm.
they arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we send out maybe a few pictures, give them a very general idea, but I think we like to surprise them as much as possible. yeah, we get them out to one of the Forest Service cabins as soon as possible when they arrive to kind of, I described as a baptism of fire of experience. They just go out and have all of their context removed, and they just have to kind of be in nature for a few days. It's a great way to land.
And then they come to the community, and how do you prepare them for interacting with Sitka?
Yeah, Sitka's pretty friendly, I think. You can kind of walk downtown and, you know, go to the back door and get a beginning sense of what's going on here. I think it was my job to kind of push people, you know, remind them that trivia happens at the pub on Tuesdays, and point out certain events and people that they should look out for. But I still have a lot to learn too. I've only spent 2 summers here. I'm far from the expert.
And so then you just let them go and explore and do their thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really a great way to do it. And people here are open to meeting new people and kind of talking about their interests.
Well, with this open studio event coming up on the 28th, are you hoping people from the community will show up and interact with the fellows and take a look at what's been going on?
Oh yeah. I would like nothing more. I think there's a lot of, original work that can be learned from, and you know, there's still a lot of people to meet for us too, so we'd love to see whoever out.
You know, I wonder, how have you seen the fellows change over the course of their stay here, and are they drawing from Sitka and local individuals, other artists, other thinkers, as well as the, you know, the natural environment?
Yeah, I think the natural environment is strong, especially in Rachel's work. I mean, she's literally using things on the shore, or pictures of the shore is kind of her work right now. But there's been some kind of interesting connections as well. I know Richard met a number of people who were really interested in the tarot when he was giving tarot card readings, and there was some conversation happening there that none of us really expected to happen. And I know Hank, the cab driver, and Solomon have an ongoing kind of extra discussion about astrophysics that gets pretty deep. I guess he has a very strong engineering background. And they, after Space Jam, they end up talking for another 45 minutes or so. So there are these connections. And for me, we got to play Home Skillet as well, which was really interesting. We met a ton of really great people when we played that and met some interesting musicians. And I'm now working on a piece with somebody who played there. So they kind of blossom outwards, you know, those connections.
Well, let's take this opportunity then to talk to you about yourself as a singer-songwriter.
Sure.
You are just about to get a new album out there that you worked on last
That's
year
right.
when you were a fellow. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a self-titled record. It's called Ben Saratan. It's coming out October 28th, making a big deal out of it. It's going to be a double LP and a cassette tape and a bunch of other stuff online. And it's music that I wrote and recorded in the last like 18 months or so. A number of the songs were worked on here in the Smokestack building on the campus last year. It's really kind of all over the place. People who remember my music from last year might remember the kind of ambient guitar swells that were kind of blooming out of the building, but this is more song oriented and really kind of chaotic and joyful.
What do you think you brought over from your experience in the Smokestack into this new album?
There is a sense of kind of immenseness. The Smokestack is this wide open building, and you can see mountains and you can see the ocean and you can kind of smell the trees there. And there is this like sense of inspiration, maybe not inspiration, but a sense of bigness. And there's this kind of big, joyful sound. I don't know. I kind of feel like when I play some of the songs that were written in the Smokestack, I feel like I'm turning into Paul Bunyan or something.
That's so interesting to me. And we're going to have to wrap this up shortly.
Sure.
But when you're outside this Smokestack building, it seems sort of like a hobbit hole. Seems really enclosing.
Yeah.
But you're saying that once you're inside of it, it's a different experience.
Yeah, the sound in there is very bright. There's all this glass and all this stone, and it just kind of ricochets, and it makes everything sound really loud and big. And yeah, there's just a power there that I really had a good reaction to.
So folks can be on the lookout for your album online? And
yeah,
how
online.
Can they contact you?
Yeah, you can just Google my name. I'll spell it for you, S-E-R-E-T-A-N. Definitely out there. And October 28th is the day you can hear it.
Okay. And then August 28th is the open studio event.
That is right.
Space Jam is happening tonight.
Tonight, yep. 7:30 p.m. in the Yaw Chapel with PhD Solomon Endlich. I'm not sure what the topic is tonight, but it'll be something to do with space, and it will be interesting.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Ben.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Ben Saratan, 2013 Sitka Fellow, currently working as the program coordinator, and has a new album coming out this fall.